Hi. It's Ken Morgan here again with today's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today is Veterans Day, and our movie marks that occasion. Last year, we featured the drama The Best Years of Our Lives, and this year, we have a much lighter film for you. It's the Abbott and Costello comedy Buck Privates Come Home. This sequel to their 1941 movie Buck Privates sees Herbie and Slicker return from their World War II service. Now, if you missed that first movie, don't worry. This one opens up with a recap. While trying to readjust to civilian life, they run into a couple of problems. First, Police Sergeant Collins, their nemesis before and during the war, objects to their return to their old job of peddling ties without a license. And second, Evie, an orphaned girl that they befriended in France, has stowed away and traveled to the States with them. She has no family, and she wants to stay. So, how do they adopt Evie and not get jailed by Collins? It's complicated and very funny. This movie was made after the two previous films from Abbott and Costello, Little Giant and The Time of Their Lives, the latter of which we showed a while back, didn't do very well at the box office. Both of them had been departures from their usual fare, so it was decided to return to familiar ground for this one. They brought back John Grant, their favorite gag writer, and put together a good selection of jokes and sentiment, culminating in a very funny chase sequence. That sequence, by the way, was a rather late addition to the script, and originally included a gag which, in a way, messes with the proverbial fourth wall. The scene was cut before release, and it's a little bit complicated to explain here, but you'll find the details online. Buck Privates Come Home received good reviews and did very well at the box office. And while the guys did several more movies afterwards, it remains the only direct sequel Abbott and Costello ever filmed. Now, at one point in the movie, there is a gag referencing our old pal Bugs Bunny. And that's appropriate, since we also have a bonus cartoon for you featuring the Wascally Wabbit. It's Forward March Hare. And it shows how Bugs, thanks to a misplaced draft notice, finds himself in uniform. Now, as it happens during the war, Bugs actually received an honorary commission as a Master Sergeant from the real-life United States Marine Corps. Well, hey, if Donald Duck could go into the Army, why not? Don't forget about our in-house DVD showings on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You can sign up by calling us, or through our website through a new feature that we've recently added. The telephone number is 908-754-7885, and the web address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you'd like to send us comments or suggestions, you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can call us at the aforementioned telephone number. Well, once again, thanks for stopping by, and we hope you enjoyed today's offerings. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1953, here's Forward March Hare. And from Universal International in 1947, here's Buck Privates Come Home.